Welcome to the situation update for Thursday, May 6th, 2021. Mike Adams here. And today is a very alarming situation update, kind of sobering as well. And I'm going to present this in two parts. The overall theme of these two parts is that the globalists are now declaring that they're going to unleash a militarized global medical police state. They're going to hunt down and kill anti-vaxxers or imprison them. They're going to then use robots and drones, including AI-powered humanoid robots, to deliver forced vaccines and surveil people and do monitoring of everybody and their vaccine status. We are watching the rollout of a dystopian sci-fi medical police state with vaccine atrocities all being done on purpose. And I'm going to say today on the record that I'm calling for the arrest of Bill Gates as an enemy of humanity, as a criminal who is the key person behind these vaccine atrocities and this growing vaccine holocaust. You're going to find that he is intertwined through all of this. He is an anti-human depopulation advocate, and I hope and pray that one day he will be arrested and charged with crimes against humanity and held accountable for the atrocities that he is committing in the name of medicine. Now, in the first part here of this situation update, we're going to cover this Texas pediatrician, Peter Hotez. Now, Hotez is funded by Bill Gates, and Hotez wrote a seemingly insane rant recently that was published by Nature, which is widely considered one of the most prestigious, you know, medical and science journals. And you're not going to believe this, but in this insane rant, Hotez claims that there is, quote, anti-vax aggression, and he basically equates anti-vaxxers with cyber criminals and nuclear terrorists. And he essentially says, although I'm paraphrasing, but he's calling for a United Nations run squad of shock troops to hunt down and terminate anti-vaxxers all around the world. He calls for a, quote, high-level counteroffensive against new destructive forces. And he claims that there is anti-vax aggression. He's implying that anti-vaxxers are violent. Now, keep in mind that if you were to go back to just last year, and if you were to look at which groups are committing violence, who's throwing Molotov cocktails at government buildings, were those anti-vaxxers? No, they were not. They were Black Lives Matter. They were Antifa. They were radical left-wing groups, but they're never called to account for their violence, you know, shining lasers in the eyes of law enforcement personnel, attacking, burning police cars, attacking federal law enforcement, and so on. But now, because of the malicious mainstream media that's run by Big Pharma and the financial influence of Bill Gates, who's also behind much of the big tech censorship, we are now seeing these medical mafia operators designate anti-vaxxers as some kind of terrorist organization, which is absurd. These are the people, these vaccine pushers, these are the people who are committing violence against humanity, vaccine violence, medical violence, but they claim they're being attacked. Now, I haven't seen any news story of any doctor that was killed by an anti-vaxxer ever. Have you seen anything like that? No, hasn't happened. Anti-vaxxers, so-called, or really vaccine skeptics is a more accurate term, are peaceful people that are just trying to appeal to reason and logic. They're simply whistleblowers who are blowing the whistle on dangerous, deadly vaccines, but they're being designated violent terrorists through implication. And this is being published in Nature. So here's one of the final paragraphs of this article by Peter Hotez. Again, Hotez. I'll give you his email address and phone number here shortly so you can politely remind him that we are not terrorists. But here's what he writes. Quote, efforts must expand into the realm of cybersecurity, law enforcement, public education, and international relations. A high-level interagency task force reporting to the United Nations Secretary General could assess the full impact of anti-vaccine aggression and propose tough, balanced measures. You see what he's implying there. UN shock troops, right? Quote, the task force should include experts who have tackled complex global threats such as terrorism, cyber attacks, and nuclear armament because, and get this, here's what he says, because anti-science is now approaching similar levels of peril, he says. And then he concludes, it is becoming increasingly clear that advancing immunization requires a counter-offensive. These are very, very dangerous assertions and false assertions by a puppet of the anti-human globalist Bill Gates. And the fact that Nature published this article shows that Nature is in full support of a global medical police state, gunpoint medicine, coercion, using weaponized government violence against people who are simply trying to point out the dangers and risks of vaccines and vaccine ingredients. I mean, my God, the mRNA platform is untested. The people getting the vaccine, they are the experiment. We are the human guinea pigs, or anyone foolish enough to take the vaccine. The FDA has not approved these as safe and efficacious, especially not in certain groups that are being vaccinated, pregnant women, asymptomatic young people, and so on, healthy people of any age. What is the implication? Or what about people who already have natural innate immunity? Why are they being vaccinated when they already have antibodies? These are very serious medical questions that in any free society, we should have the right to raise these questions and demand honest answers and demand transparency and demand legitimate long-term clinical trials that have not been completed, by the way. But yet, we, the people raising the questions, we are being called essentially terrorists. We are being equated with nuclear terrorists. And get this, Hotez says that anti-science is approaching similar levels of peril as, he says, cyber attacks, terrorism, and nuclear armament. So he's implying that anyone who asks a question about a vaccine is anti-science. Well, that's a complete abandonment of what science is, because science is always supposed to be about asking questions, is it not? Asking questions of the way the universe works. And this is what science is. It's supposed to be a process of challenging the status quo with new evidence, such as the deaths reported in the VAERS database. 16,000% increase in vaccine deaths in the first quarter of 2021 versus the first quarter of 2020. Why is that? Why are so many people being killed by vaccines right after the vaccine rollout for COVID vaccines? Huh? Good question. That's a legitimate question based on government data. And yet, if you ask that question, you are now deemed a terrorist. And this kind of rhetoric by people like Peter Hotez, who works, by the way, for the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. He's a dean. He's a dean of that college, the Baylor College of Medicine. His rhetoric is invoking violence against mothers who have vaccine-damaged children. His rhetoric is invoking government violence against whistleblowers and the many doctors and scientists who have legitimate reasons to raise real questions about the safety of these vaccines, many of whom I have interviewed, such as Dr. Lee Merritt, and coming up soon, Dr. Christiane Northrup, and human rights attorneys like Lee Dundas, and doctors like Sherry Tenpenny, and investigators and communicators like Dr. Joseph Mercola, and independent media advocates for safety like Del Bigtree. All of these people are now deemed essentially terrorists by the medical police state. This is so dangerous. It's not just that they are pushing a dangerous, deadly vaccine and now pushing it onto children as young as 6 months old. And these are the same vaccine companies that have murdered children in other countries. For example, Pfizer murdered children in Nigeria running vaccine trials. The government of Nigeria actually indicted executives of Pfizer for murder. Every one of these vaccine companies has a history, or nearly everyone, probably not Moderna, but Pfizer and AstraZeneca and the other Johnson & Johnson, they all have a history of criminal activity, admissions of guilt in bribery, price fixing, scientific fraud. These are criminal corporations. It is reasonable to bring up their history of criminal activity and settlements with the DOJ or settlements with state attorneys general. These are reasonable things to raise, but if you raise them, you are now considered to be an anti-vax terrorist of sorts. And people like Peter Hotez are calling for, quote, a high-level counteroffensive. What is a counteroffensive? That involves law enforcement and cybersecurity. What is that? What's he talking about? He's talking about a global armed medical police state enforcement squad that hunts down anti-vaxxers and terminates them. He's talking about Big Pharma running assassination squads. Now, I am not someone who finds this unfamiliar on the receiving side, since I have been death threatened for many years, and I have been hunted. I've been stalked and threatened. And this is one of the reasons why I'm such a strong advocate of the Second Amendment. This is one of the reasons why I've spent over 5,000 hours in training and drills with special forces teams. Can run any weapon system that is used by U.S. soldiers, and am well-armed in self-defense, and have every kind of surveillance you can imagine on my ranch, including thermal cameras, to document everything. Because I've known for a long time that the pharmaceutical cartel was run by criminals. I didn't know that the criminally insane also would be deans at Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas, in my view, because that's what this man is, in my opinion. Peter Hotez is criminally insane. He should be indicted, and yet he's being glorified by the Nature Journal. He has just threatened millions of mothers in the United States and around the world who have vaccine-damaged children and are simply trying to find a safer way to raise children without them suffering neurological damage. Or in the case of COVID vaccines, people are watching their loved ones die from blood clots, from heart attacks. Some people have been paralyzed. Some people have uncontrollable body convulsions. You've probably seen some of those videos. The Associated Press came out yesterday and said that the CDC claims anyone who says they had a side effect from a COVID-19 vaccine is simply suffering from anxiety. That's right, anxiety. So the Associated Press and the CDC claim that if you are paralyzed from a COVID vaccine, well, you're just making it up. It's all in your head. If you had a migraine, if you had a stroke, if you had a heart attack, if you died, you're just making it up, I guess. Because they never say anyone died from the COVID-19 vaccine. They say they died of coincidence. Amazing. In 2021, coincidence has become the leading cause of death in America. And so you have this denial of reality with big tech censoring all of this, the CDC trying to assert control over rental contracts that just got reversed by a federal judge. And then you have people like Peter Hotez who are fanning the flames and essentially declaring kinetic warfare against vaccine skeptics, warfare. These people should be careful what they ask for. They should be careful what they ask for because they think that they're operating in a world where they control everything, and yet all of us live in the 3D world, which is why I'm so careful about defense. That's why I work so hard to be safe so that I can continue to exercise my free speech. And I don't deny someone like Peter Hotez his right to free speech, but he just yelled fire in a crowded theater, didn't he? He just declared kinetic warfare against so-called anti-vaxxers. He just called for the government to be weaponized to go after enemies of the corporate oligarchy. And you know when that has happened before in history? Nazi Germany, IG Farben. Peter Hotez would make a good Nazi. Well, when I say good, I mean an effective Nazi, because he's all in with fascism. He's all in with protecting the corporate interests, and he's all in with using violence against innocent people to protect the interests of the state / corporate fascist oligarchy. IG Farben experimented on Jews in the name of science. Joseph Mengele ran some of those experiments in the name of medicine. A PhD, a medical doctor, was later publicly executed by hanging for his role in crimes against humanity. And at that time, the world was told, hey, we will never repeat this mistake again. This was wrong to allow doctors and scientists to round up millions of innocent people and subject them to mad science experiments and death machines, ovens, Zyklon B. Joseph Mengele was fascinated by genetics, by the way. He liked to capture twins, and he would run horrific medical experiments on twins to find out nature versus nurture types of information, and he meticulously documented his torture of people because it was of, scientific merit, wasn't it? And then later, after the war, the Nuremberg trials, you know, the chairman of Bayer, I forgot to tell you, Bayer was one of the three companies that was the result of the breaking up of IG Farben, which was the pharmaceutical corporate conglomerate, or really more like a chemical company that dabbled in chemical weapons, early precursors to chemotherapy, as well as pharmaceuticals and petrochemical modifications. Creating pesticides, things like that. It was broken up into three corporations, one of which became Bayer, and then the chairperson of Bayer was later indicted by the Nuremberg trials and actually spent time in prison. So if you say today, hey, Bayer, yeah, the company that makes children's aspirin, Bayer had an executive that was convicted of crimes against humanity. That is a fact. That's an established fact. And yet, how many people still go out and buy things from Bayer today? How often does the media remind you that these corporations are criminals? And that some of these corporations were complicit in the Holocaust? They never tell you that. And you know why? Because they're busy carrying out a second Holocaust. And this Holocaust is happening right now. And Peter Hotez, in my view, is part of it. He is the obedient propagandist. He might as well be the public relations asset for IG Farben. He's the one saying that the enemies of humanity are the people who resist our medical tyranny, right? Sounds like something that Joseph Goebbels would have said. You also tell a lie big enough and often enough, and people will believe almost anything he said. And any who don't believe it, well, don't worry. The Nazi regime will hunt them down and exterminate them. Oh, sounds familiar. Sounds like what was just published in Nature. Shame on Nature. Haven't we learned, by the way, in the last year that these medical science journals are nothing but enemies of humanity? Remember when The Lancet published that fake study denouncing hydroxychloroquine? What was it? Surgisphere? Was that the company? That was behind that, a data company that provided the fake data. The company was run by an adult entertainment star and a science fiction writer. and they made up all the data. It got published in The Lancet and the New England Journal of Medicine. It was all designed to discredit hydroxychloroquine so that more people would die, so that they could make the COVID pandemic look worse and also clear the way for the emergency approval of COVID-19 vaccines. Because you see, the FDA's emergency approval checklist requires that there be no available intervention, no drug, nothing that's known to work in order for vaccines to have emergency authorization. So they had to destroy the credibility of every available medical intervention, including hydroxychloroquine. These people are criminals against humanity. The Lancet is run by criminals against humanity. They should be arrested and prosecuted. Nature is run by criminals against humanity. They should be arrested and prosecuted in new Nuremberg-style trials. The New England Journal of Medicine, same story. They're all the same. The pharmaceutical companies and the fake science medical journals are all run by heinous, murderous criminals. And that's why they published this insane, I view it as a criminally insane rant from a psychopath named Peter Hotez, who again works for Baylor College, what is it again? Baylor College of Medicine in Houston, Texas. A psychopath, a dangerous, malicious voice who is fanning the flames of aggression against innocent people, in a direct reflection of what humanity already witnessed, the atrocities of the Third Reich, the rise of Adolf Hitler, the Holocaust, the systematic extermination of innocent people, the ethnic genocide. Except now, the only difference is that we're all targets, aren't we? Because the vaccines are designed to achieve global depopulation. These are weapons against humanity. And all who advocate these weapons, all who push these weapons, are complicit in crimes against humanity. They are the collaborators. And they must be named. And they must be arrested and they must be prosecuted. I guess we're going to have to repeat the Nuremberg trials yet again, aren't we? But this time they will be much larger because there are probably tens of thousands of people who are guilty of collaborating with this anti-human vaccine holocaust. Tens of thousands who would cover up the truth, who would silence the whistleblowers, who would alter the data, who would lie and deceive, smear, censor, and defame in order for them to achieve their demonic anti-human goal of global extermination. This is who they are. And they're in charge of the entire system of medicine. And they're in charge of the medical journals. They're in charge of the medical colleges, apparently, at Baylor. This guy's a dean. They're in charge of the media. They run the hit pieces against anti-vaxxers, don't they? They're in charge of big tech, in charge of what you're allowed to say. Which means that also, by the way, big tech is complicit in these crimes against humanity. How many people have died needlessly because big tech censored the truth about hydroxychloroquine or budesonide, or vitamin D for that matter, or zinc, or ivermectin? There are therapeutics that exist right now and have existed, some of those, for more than 60 years. That could have saved lives last year. They were all censored, all banned, so that more people would deliberately be left to die. I ask you, what kind of people do this to fellow human beings? What kind of regime sacrifices the lives of the innocent so they can profit from vaccines? What kind of people deny access to knowledge that humanity needs in order to be healthy and to prevent disease and prevent transmission and raise healthy children? I tell you, these are the worst criminals in the history of humanity. These people pushing this COVID holocaust, they are worse criminals than Adolf Hitler. They are worse than Chairman Mao. They are worse than Joseph Stalin. They are worse than Joseph Mengele. Because now they're doing it at a scale that could only have been imagined back in the 1930s and 40s, huh? They're doing it at a scale that targets billions of people. So, of course, they don't mind killing a few thousand prominent anti-vax voices if that means it's easier for them to exterminate billions. This is who they are. This is what they want. This is what they're demanding. They have declared war on humanity, and they're no longer hiding it. They've declared war on the truth. They've declared war on free speech. Some of them have declared war on America, pushing the vaccine. Fake President Joe Biden wants 70% of American adults to be vaccinated because that's the only way they're going to hit their extermination goals, isn't it? They have to have the numbers. Oh, and by the way, Peter Hotez also says some of this is being done by, quote, Russian intelligence organizations. Oh, yeah, you knew they were going to invoke the Russians again, right? It's the Russians. They say it's not grassroots people. It's some kind of well-funded, well-organized Russian campaign. Well, I haven't seen any Russians. Believe me, I was looking for Russians all during the Trump years when the media kept saying that Russians were everywhere, that Russians were controlling Trump, and all Trump supporters were collaborating with Russians. And I was looking for Russians, and I didn't see any. All I saw were concerned American patriots who wanted to protect their border. You know, I saw people who wanted to get their country back, people who loved their nation, people who loved the American flag, people who loved the Bible. And they were all demonized and labeled Russians. Well, now the Russians are back, according to Hotez. And they're behind all the vaccine, quote, disinformation. I guess he's calling me a Russian, and he says that we're all working to destabilize the United States, he says. Destabilize the United States? That's the goal of the left. Why do you think Biden has wide open borders? Why are they printing endless money to crash the dollar? Why do they have economic lockdowns to crush small businesses and create mass unemployment? If anybody's trying to destabilize the United States, it's the Democrats that are pushing vaccines. The rest of us are trying to save this country. And then Hotez claims that anti-vaccine groups, quote, target black communities. Target black communities? You moron, we're trying to save black communities. I'm probably the most prominent white guy in America that often speaks to black communities and tells them the truth about Tuskegee, about how the United States government funded medical experiments to make black people suffer and die in the name of science, and how former President Barack Hussein Obama had to apologize when it was discovered that the NIH had funded medical experiments on prisoners in Guatemala. Oh, yes. It's always the brown people and the black people, isn't it? And how today the vaccine aggression, there's real aggression for you, is targeting blacks in America. Oh, come on, black folks, move to the front of the line. You need to be vaccinated first, you know, because of racial disparity. This is your equality. You're going to get the vaccine first. Shh, don't tell them it's going to kill them. Don't tell them it's going to cause infertility. Don't tell them that these vaccines are based on the same technology that was developed under apartheid in South Africa in the 1990s, self-replicating, race-specific, infertility bioweaponized vaccines designed to exterminate blacks in South Africa to keep the racist white regime in power. Well, they didn't quite make it work in South Africa. The research wasn't quite ready in the 1990s, but it is now. It is now. And guess what it's all about now? Well, not just killing black women in South Africa, they're killing all human beings to stop the populist uprising, to protect a global scale globalist white power. Understand? Who are the billionaires who are trying to depopulate the planet? Globalist white power, the ultimate bigots committing genocide against everybody, but especially blacks. And yet Hotez claims that anti-vaccine groups are targeting black communities. Nobody. You know who's targeting black communities? Planned Parenthood with baby murder. Vaccine programs targeting black communities. Propaganda. Why do you think the CDC paid hundreds of millions of dollars to black influencers like Hank Aaron, the baseball legend who was killed by the vaccine, and DMX, the rapper, killed by the vaccine? It says he died of a heart attack. Yeah, heart attack caused by the vaccine. If anybody's trying to save black Americans today in the context of medicine, it's all of us who are the vaccine skeptics, because we recognize the value of fellow human beings. We don't see black people or white people as fodder or pawns or useless eaters. We see divinity. We see a soul in fellow human beings, and we're trying to save them from monsters like you, Peter Hotez. You are a monster against humanity. And the only true justice will come when people like you are prosecuted and held accountable for your crimes against humanity. We will never forget the name Peter Hotez. Now, because we're making a list of criminals against humanity. And we don't advocate threats or violence against Peter Hotez or against Bill Gates or any of these other monsters. If you contact these individuals, we ask you to be polite. And the reason is very simple, because we are not the monsters here. We are the rational, reasonable people. We value life and we value truth. We want medicine to be safe, to be tested. This is not an unreasonable demand. We do not treat other human beings as dirt. And even if we disagree strongly with someone like Peter Hotez, I urge you, in fact, I demand that if you contact him, you be rational, reasonable, and you treat him as a fellow human being. Maybe you pray for him. Maybe you pray to save him from the satanic influences that have obviously gripped this man's twisted psyche. Maybe you pray for him, and maybe one day he turns around. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to call or email Peter Hotez, and I want you to tell him that you are praying for him to reject demonic anti-human influences and to find God in his life so that he can stop being used as a weapon against humanity. Okay? I want you to pray for him. You can email him at Hotez, H-O-T-E-Z, at BCM, that stands for Baylor College of Medicine, bcm.edu. Or his office number is listed as 713-798-1199. This is public information. It's listed on the Baylor College website. I'm not doxing any private information, not giving out, you know, where he lives or family members or anything like that, even though that's what Reuters would do to so-called anti-vaxxers. That's what the Associated Press would do. We don't operate that way because we have ethics. So I'm only giving you public information, and I'm asking you to contact him and pray for him. You can also contact Baylor. Their main number is 713-798-4951. And I specifically, again, I specifically repeat, we do not issue threats. The people on our side of this debate, we do not threaten others. We do not stalk them. We do not commit violence against fellow human beings. Even though they are committing it against us and our children, they want us dead. They are trying to mass murder us. We do have the right to self-defense if they come for us, but we do not go out and initiate violence or aggression against these lunatics. We, quote, fight with them in the space of public opinion. We fight their anti-human racism with pro-human knowledge, okay? That's what we do. But it is good to let him know that we are praying for him. Let him know that we are aware that he is going to hell if he doesn't turn around. And people can turn around, and people do. This man might one day become an advocate for humanity. He might be a whistleblower against this vaccine genocide. You don't know. That's in the hands of forces greater than you and I, right? So the overall rule is that we treat everybody with a sense of politeness in what we say to them directly. Now you might say, well, what I said here isn't polite. No, I'm just telling the truth, in my opinion, of what he's doing. But if I were to leave him a voicemail, maybe I will. Maybe I'll invite him for an interview. How about that? Wouldn't that be great? Yeah, Peter Hotez, if you're listening, you are officially invited for an interview with the Health Ranger. I'll have you on. I'll ask you these same questions. And you can let your voice be heard on my platform. How about that? Because I won't send men with guns to kill you as you are requesting to be done to me. Because you are a monster. I am a human being that loves God and loves humanity. You see the difference. Cowards use government to kill their political enemies, don't they? So you could say Hotez is a coward. That's what he wants. I'm pretty sure he doesn't want to pick up an AR-15 and actually go to battle with somebody who's well-trained, right? He probably doesn't want to do that. So he uses government as a proxy to carry out his desires of violence against the innocent. And he uses his position of power as the dean of the Baylor College of Medicine to attack the powerless, to attack the innocent. These are the tactics of cowards. And yes, Peter Hotez, you are a coward and you are a criminal against humanity until you prove us wrong, until you show us otherwise. You are engaged in heinous crimes, Holocaust-level crimes, vaccine atrocities against humanity. And so what you can do, Peter Hotez, is, because I know how this goes, this is not my first rodeo, you can have your attorneys at Baylor, and they can send me legal letters and threats, and they will go directly into the round file. Or you can send men with guns to my ranch to try to attack me, and I will shoot them and then call the sheriff, okay? I'm not going to go outside my ranch and initiate violence, but I will defend myself. But I doubt that you will show up yourself because you're a coward. You want other people to kill your enemies, don't you? Oh, sounds familiar. Sounds like something that cowardly Nazi scientists and doctors would demand as they're running their heinous medical experiments with their ovens and their gas chambers and their rail cards. Oh, and their punch card machines from IBM, because of course IBM provided technology to power the Holocaust. Yes, indeed. Another fact that is not often reported by the media. All right, and finally, if you missed some of the phone numbers and emails that I mentioned here, folks, check out an article I have on this at naturalnews.com. And remember that this is part one of a two-part situation update. And that's about all I have to say about Peter Hotez. Let's see what he does next. Should be interesting, at least entertaining. See what Baylor Medical College does. I'm sure they'll try to send out threats. Oh, you can't say that. Actually, I can. Come make me stop. Let's see how that goes. A bunch of doctors lining up. You can't say that. Actually, yeah, you're the criminals. We can say that. And we're making a list. You're on the list. It's a list of people to be arrested for crimes against humanity. And that's what we're going to demand. Okay? That's how it works. You know, you can send the FBI, probably a lot of the younger agents, I already know, because I probably trained with some of them already. You can send law enforcement. I probably trained some of those guys. Yeah, you don't even know. So I'm going to continue to exercise my First Amendment right to protect humanity against monsters like you. All right, so this is the conclusion of the first part of the situation update for today. Second part is coming up next. And the second part, again, it's astonishing. You don't want to miss it. It's based on a Johns Hopkins document that was sent to me by several listeners. Thank you for that. That describes an ominous dystopian science fiction future of drone-delivered vaccines and artificial intelligence robots who are vaccine enforcers and surveillance police. And this is what they're rolling out, folks. This is what they're rolling out. They're going to try to mass murder humanity. They're going to use every piece of technology to do it. Genetic engineering, mRNA vaccines, drone surveillance systems, AI, Terminator robots, plus censorship and, you know, coercion and everything else. This is it. This is your worst nightmare science fiction movie come to life. It's here right now. The Holocaust is on. The atrocities have begun. And the innocent are being targeted for termination. Think about that. And pray for me. And I guess, technically, pray for Peter Hotez, too. Because this man needs to come to Jesus, frankly. And reject Satan. All right, so check out the second part. It'll also be posted. Thank you for listening. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, naturalnews.com.